Three Counties Radio.
Now, sticking with sport, last season, John Hazlewood and his 14-year-old son, Oscar, set themselves a challenge to follow Stevenage FC home and away, league and cup games, basically every blooming game. Now, the journey is now a book called Before You Go. It's about a father and son who get to spend time together before life, GCSEs and growing up take over. The book is out today and John and Oscar join me in the studio now. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Oscar.
Good morning.
Morning, my friend. John, let's start with you. You've been writing about sport and music for more than two decades now, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How is this book different then?
This book is different because it's very personal. It's a love story. It's a love story between a father and son, but it's also a love story for not lower league football in general and Stevenage FC, the borough in particular. It's a different twist.
Okay. Massive Stevenage fans, obviously. Mm-hmm. Oscar, I've got to ask you this. When your dad said, look, I've got this idea for a book, me and you, going around, seeing Stevenage, right? Mm-hmm. Last year they were good last year. And not, I mean, this year they're blooming brilliant, but, you know. So that's okay. But we're going to go on all over the place. What was your initial reaction, Oscar?
Well, you know, I've got to be honest, I was a little bit sceptical.
Yeah.
But, you know, doing the book, I've really enjoyed it, going to every game. It feels a bit more personal than, say, if you were following a Premier League team, Spurs or Arsenal.
Yeah. When clubs like Stevenage, you know, and I'm going to say Watford back in the day, it would be the same old faces going to the away games, especially. The away games were great. I must admit, I enjoy the away games because there's a real kind of like connection, isn't there?
Well, there was never very many of us because we are Stevenage. But that meant that the bonds between us were incredibly close. And for example, we went to Burton for a less than glamorous Virtue Cup tie. And there was just 13 of us stood huddled together in the cold. Me, Oscar and some other blokes. That was it.
Wow.
Just 13. And to have that experience, to bond like that in a deserted Burton Stadium, is something very special. It's something that I think we'll remember for the rest of our lives, this thing that we've done together.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, Watford is my team, right? So I mean, I can remember some of the home games, you know, the standout ones, but majority of them, you know, delete and whatever. But I still remember the away games like they were yesterday, and these were years ago, going to Portsmouth when they didn't have a roof and getting heatstroke. Mm-hmm. Going to Peterborough, the game was rubbish, but what a terrific, terrific hot dog. This is the best thing I've ever eaten. And just going to those away games, and that's what you remember. Then like I said, they stay with you for life.
Well, Oscar compiled a pie chart. Mm-hmm. Every food he put them in a league table at the end from first to last.
Well, you know, it was a team effort. I wasn't the only one eating it.
Okay, what's top of the pie chart?
Oh, who was it?
Wrexham were top.
It was Wrexham, yeah.
Which was one of the best days of our lives.
Absolutely, yeah.
Borough won 3-2, and then afterwards we're walking through all these disgruntled, upset Wrexham fans, and Oscar sees Wrexham TV interviewing some of their fans.
So, in the background, they're interviewing some of the Wrexham fans, just, you know, they've lost, everyone's sad. But I see him in the back. So in the background, I jump in and start dancing.
Oscar!
And I can see the cameraman start laughing behind, but he keeps it rolling.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Because Wrexham was a great place, because my mate used to own the nightclub that's underneath. I don't know if it's still there now, it might have been gone. Used to be a nightclub underneath that ground. And my mate's dad used to run that. We used to go there all the time. Wrexham was a great little place. Places that you've been, right, that you go, phew, we won't come back here, are we?
Well, I think that we found something wonderful in every place that we went. However, going to Leighton Orient, not one of life's great experiences. Going to Northampton Town too, where they had very kind of feral, quite aggressive stewards in one of the most miserable grounds with no atmosphere, and you're looking longingly from the away end at Wagamamas on the hill above the ground. And I don't even like Wagamamas. The game was so poor. Oscar, who's not a tall boy, he was scrunched into his seat because it's built for dwarves, that particular ground. And it was the worst game of the season, Northampton.
It's a very unique stadium as well, because you can see about 30 people sat on the top of the hill watching the game, because you can see most of the pitch. So there is a full group of them just sat up at the top.
Wow.
Next to the Wagamamas that was previously mentioned.
And, but then there must be places that you go to and you go, God, this place, I wish we had this at Stevenage. Look at this. They've got hot water in the toilets. I mean, what stadiums blew you away?
Well, I mean, I particularly enjoyed going to Stockport, where we went for a meaningless game on a school night, and they had the most exquisite menu of food that you could possibly imagine. I think there were 98 of us at Stockport, again, huddled in a corner, muttering miserably to ourselves as Borough plummeted to a rare defeat in what was quite a good season. But the food, it was almost Cordon Bleu style at Stockport.
Wow.
And the ground is so brilliant there. The main entrances are on a very, very small road, and opposite, you can almost touch the terraced houses from Stockport's ground. And before the game, they were doing well. They were going to go to the playoffs. Then there was a big fan park that was buzzing, and me and Oscar zipped up our Borough shirts and snuck in. And we listened to their players being interviewed. And do you know, Stockport had a deaf translator doing sign language for everyone listening to these people. And it was just a beautiful, wonderful atmosphere at Stockport.
When you went to these games, how are you getting there? By train, coach? But how are you getting there?
I mean, usually it's by car, because most of them are up north, because Stevenage is a relatively south team, especially for League One. But, you know, like Leighton Orient, Charlton, we had to take the train, which is always a bit fun as well.
This is what I love here, right, John? And it's, I mean, every parent will hopefully understand where I'm coming from. When you have kids, first of all, they don't talk because they're born. They just look at you and poo their pants, and then they learn to speak. And then you have those years where they just are constantly asking questions like, "Are we there yet? Why?" and engaging in conversation. And then something happens. I don't know. They wake up on a Tuesday and go, "I will no longer talk to you. I will be looking at my phone for the next 5 years." My son Harry, God, I love him dearly, but he is a numpty. Couldn't shut him up when he was young. And now we get in the car. If I get four words out of him, it's a miracle. How's it been with Oscar?
Well, this is the thing. We were stuck together in a car, travelling to Exeter at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning for a lunchtime kickoff. And yes, I think it'd be an exaggeration to say that Oscar didn't look at his phone at any point. But I treat him very much as a concierge at a major hotel. Oscar would be looking for places to do, for things to eat, to what the atmosphere of the town was like. So it was very much a team effort. I did the driving, I did some of the logistics, but Oscar did the kind of exciting bits. And we didn't always get what we found. We found the greatest fish and chip shop in the land in Blackpool. But also Blackpool, which was the only time we went to really close to the sea. And the sea was closed the day that we went because it was so wet, so windy.
Isn't Blackpool amazing? Isn't Blackpool just amazing?
Well, you know, we went in the dead of winter where everything's gone and closed.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean? It's me quick at.
It's nice.
It wasn't the Blackpool I remember from my childhood.
Yeah.
It was quite sobering going on a Saturday afternoon where we were bent double with the wind, which of course had closed the sea. The sea was closed.
I recorded a video for my friends of the sea. I was recording me, and it's everything. My hair was getting blown around. I was almost stumbling because the wind was so strong. And I play that in the video, and I find out I can't hear myself because of the wind.
Amazing. I mean, they say it's the Vegas of the North. Let me tell you, I've been to Vegas. It ain't Vegas.
I've been to Vegas. It ain't Vegas.
This is such a beautiful thing. It really is. And it's lovely to see a father and son doing stuff like this because, like you said, life will take over. There'll be GCSEs. There'll be distractions. Yeah, of course, you'll still be connected, you're still talking, stuff like that, but this is an adventure.
This was the chance to do it. That's why it's called Before You Go, because it is before he goes. He's doing his GCSEs this year, and then what happens, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is it. This is how we were. This is a snapshot of our year before he goes.
It's a beautiful thing. It really is. I love it. The book is out today, of course, Before You Go, as you mentioned. Where can people find it?
People can find it at Waterstones. They can find it at Amazon. They can find it at all good bookshops and possibly some not-so-good bookshops.
Hey, I haven't heard that for a while. Very briefly, before we go to the news at 8, Stevenage. Last season was good. This season started like a train. Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's been amazing, to be honest. I mean, we've been to every game bar one this season, so already a bit less than last year. But, you know, we just keep winning. It's
amazing.
It's astonishing.
Your manager, what a find that was, by the way.
Alex, well, he used to manage us a couple of years ago.
And he's come back.
Yeah, he didn't go very well. But then he became assistant manager for the whole time after he'd been sacked. And now he comes back. And somehow he's bossing the league.
He is bossing the league.
Yeah.
Any chance we could have him? Maybe.
No, yeah, okay. But he could go to your place, stay for 6 months, get sacked, and come back to us.
Listen, best of luck with this book. It's a beautiful thing, and I hope you get to do it again for book number 2. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio. What a lovely thing to do.
Thank you for having us. On the BBC Sounds.